Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. I'm so glad you're here today. Thanks for tuning in. It is Monday, ladies. It is April 22nd. Our podcast episode today is entitled Enough Milk, Time for Some Meat. Be right back. Lady up around this house. Lady up around this town. Victory on the back. I just want to welcome all of the new ladies who have joined us today. I've just had the privilege of meeting the most beautiful, amazing women over the course of this last month. Certainly over the last 3 years, but over the last month, it seems like Lady Up America has really been picking up steam, and we've just got so many new women that we're welcoming into the community. And so if you're new here, I'm so glad you're here. And if you are someone who's been following me for a while, I am so glad you're still here. Thanks for sticking with me, and thanks for ladying up in your corner of the world. You know, I say this all the time, that there's no one more influential than a mom, and it is my honor to get to pour into you what God has poured into me and help us heal as moms. There's so much hurt, and the way that you ladies just show up and continue to share your hearts with me reaffirms the need for this movement. But there's also so much healing. God is just so faithful to comfort us and give us hope and remind us that we already operate from a place of victory. So that's a good segue into today's topic. You know, lately, I don't know if a lot of y'all know this, but whenever I go to give a speech or a workshop, whatever it might be, I pray shortly before I go into the room, and I literally yield. I just yield the microphone to the Holy Spirit. And I say, Lord, you just speak. I am just your mouthpiece today. Whatever you want to say, just speak through me. And it's been so neat to watch him do that. Again, he's so faithful to show up and do that. But one of the things that's neat about it is I learn. So like a lot of the things that he says through me, I'm sitting at his feet and learning too. And for those of you who have really connected deep relationships with the Holy Spirit, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When we just yield to him completely and he's able to move in us, through us, and we are able to pour out onto other people, we learn. And I think one of the best ways to learn always is to teach. So, but one thing he's been showing me a lot lately, and I've been sharing in my workshops and all, is that we have got to get off the milk, and we've got to grow up in our faith, and we've got to get on the meat. And what I mean by that is that offense, being offended all the time, or being tempted to give into your feelings and indulge in a meltdown, those are very infantile behaviors when you've been walking with the Lord for a while. Like I always say offense is for amateurs. It's easy to get offended. It's easy to have a meltdown. I'm going to raise my hand and say that I have been first in line guilty of those. That's how I lost my son. That's how this movement began. So I'm not pointing fingers at you. The fingers pointed right here too. So I can say this from experience. I can say this from a place of authority because I've lived it, that when we give into our feelings, we indulge in a meltdown, we indulge in offense, we let somebody offend us. Basically what happens then is it renders us ineffective. Like it throws us off our spiritual game. In other words, it distracts us from our main goal right now, which is to influence people, win them to God's values. So being offended or giving into our feelings for a meltdown is just a very infantile act. It's infantile behavior when you're walking out your faith walk. It just is. It doesn't take any self-discipline, self-control, patience, none of that. It doesn't take any of that to just have a knee-jerk reaction and give in to our feelings. Anybody can do that. And I know a lot of us feel justified in doing that. We're angry. We're so angry and fearful for the direction that we see our country going in. I get it. girls. I totally get it. But God needs us to be on our game right now. He needs us to be super, super focused. Focus is a word that one of my church members has been sharing with me lately. He says, he came to me one day and he says, "Diane, I have a word for you from the Lord." And he says, "The Lord wants you to focus." And I receive that. And I think that's what a lot of us ladies need to hear right now. We need to focus, because if we allow those distractions, we allow those that infantile behavior, then it throws us off our game and we're not anywhere near as effective for the Lord in the things that really do matter, which is our ability to influence and win people to Him. Y'all, in this culture, like I don't know about you, but I am expecting the Lord to come any day. I mean, any day. I'm watching the skies for the rapture. I really, really believe that we're there. None of us knows when, none of us knows the day or the time, but Jesus did say we would know the season. He did. He was very specific in the Bible about the generation that would see the coming of the Lord. And the things that we're seeing take place right now could not be more glaringly obvious that we are certainly in that season. But we don't, if Jesus comes back, we don't want Him to catch us down in the dugout, right? Fearful and biting our nails and hiding out down there. When He comes back, He needs to catch us at the plate, still swinging for the rafters. And what I mean is acting as if and behaving as if and influencing as if America, this world is going to be around another 100 years. For the sake of our children and our grandchildren, we need to be hard. We need to be on the battlefield. We don't need to be down hiding out. Okay. So if he does come back, He needs to catch us at the plate still swinging. And I mean swinging hard. And what I mean is on our game, doing our best, trying to win people to Him, trying to turn our country back to Him so that He can heal our land. That's what He needs to find His children doing, especially His daughters doing when He comes back. I hope it's soon. I've talked to a lot of you, and a lot of you agree that, you know, you're looking to the skies too, and you're hoping for a rescue. But, you know, God's ways are not our ways, and His timetable is not our timetable. So while we're expecting Him, and we are expecting Him, we still need to have our head down and still be hard at work. So getting off the milk means growing up. It means we're not babies sucking the bottle anymore. It means that we've graduated up. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about how, you know, by now you should be teaching others. You should be on the meat, and you should be solid in your faith, and you have been tested and tried, and you've been affirmed, and you've been, you know what the truth is. And now you should be turning around and teaching others. And I think that's the stage that we're at now. We need to be training up other people. We need to be walking it out ourselves consistently, and then training up other people. You know, there's just a lot. He needs us. He talks about in the Bible how the work is plenty, but the laborers are few. And they are. There's so few people that are willing to grow up in the Lord and walk this out and be everything that He's called us to be. We are ambassadors for Him. And that is such a privilege and such an honor. And even though the rest of the world is freaking out, that doesn't mean that we get to. If we are really serious about trying to turn our culture back to Him and win people back to Him. I mean, this is a time for us to stand on the promises of God. It's a time for us to walk out that fruit of the Spirit, which is so difficult to do in this day and time. I totally, totally get it. But this is what we're called to do. Every generation, like God put us here for such a time as this. He knew all this was coming, and He chose us to live during this time. And I tell you all the time, we moms, we've got superpowers. And when we tap into those and we really cooperate with the Holy Spirit and we choose to get on the milk, we have an incredible ability to win our children, our neighbors, our friends, our husbands, our coworkers, whatever, to these conservative values that will turn our country back around. Y'all, it's just so important. This election coming up could not be more crucial. I think I would say of in our modern history, for sure, This is the most important election of our lifetime. And we just can't afford to be pitching fits and offended and off our game and not focused and letting every little thing, every little blow of the wind throw us off. We just can't afford it. We just can't. So it's time to get on the meat. And, you know, I was thinking about this too, when God says, you know, you should be growing up and turning around and teaching other people. I know there are a lot of you ladies that have been asking me if you could hold small groups of your own and start training and teaching on these techniques. And by all means, yes. I'm trying to figure out how I can put that into play where I can give you guys some solid training on it and where we can rise a lot of you ladies up to lead and to duplicate, you know, what I'm teaching. Because at scale, teaching more and more and more moms this at scale, we could have massive impact on this year's election. And certainly on our culture as a whole. And I tell y'all all the time too, this election is going to come and go, and it is crucial. It is important. Like, we cannot afford another 4 years of Biden in there. We just cannot. We won't have a country left. They've already almost decimated it in the last 3.5 years. We cannot have them in there any longer. So we know that. But what I'm saying is that there's no cavalry that's going to solve all of our problems here in America. Like, that's up to us, the church, the people, the church. And we are the church. Oops. And we are the church. You know, we are the ones that God's going to be looking to and hold accountable for what happened in our culture on our watch. And so I think it's great that so many of us have, you know, woken up and come to realize how bad it is. But also, we need to be in the game trying to change it, trying to win. Like, okay, we all realize that we're in a pretty dire place in our country, but as long as God is on the throne, which he is, and as long as we are tapped into those spiritual superpowers that we have, the game's not over. So don't throw in the towel and don't be like, oh, well, what's the point? Country's going to hell in a handbasket. What's the point? I'm just going to sit back and wait for Jesus. No, we need you on the field. We need you on the field. And so, like I said, we can rise up lady leaders all around this country, and you guys can just duplicate what I'm doing, and we can win our country back. I really believe we're not going to win everybody, but there's a whole lot more of us than there are of this radical fringe, you know, progressive left. They're in high places. They have loud megaphones. So it seems like there's a lot of them, but they're really not big in numbers. The majority of America wants a return to God's values and a return to sanity. So don't be deceived into thinking that it's impossible. Nothing is impossible, especially with God. So, and it's not, I always describe it kind of like the Wizard of Oz, right? It's the great and powerful Oz right behind the curtain, but he's really just this little man behind a curtain. Y'all, the enemy is, he has no power other than what we give him. All of his tactics are to lie and to deceive and to kill and steal and destroy. Like, he is just, but he is a footstool under our feet. We need to remember the power that we have. We need to start wielding it. And we need to start understanding that there are a lot more of us than there are of them. And to not be deceived by the man behind the curtain. Okay. You know, another way that we can make sure we're on meat and not on milk is we've got to be taking in the Word of God every day. This is something we've got to be doing intentionally. We cannot influence in this very tumultuous culture that we're in right now if we are not full on the Word of God every day. In other words, we've got to be pouring out from a full cup and not from a depleted one. If you're tired, like, and it comes down to simple things too, like making sure you're getting enough sleep at night, you know, not sitting up and watching the news all night long until your eyes finally get so tired that you got to go to sleep. Like, be intentional about shortly before you go to bed, you know, maybe an hour before you go to bed, start to watch things that are uplifting or that are hopeful. Don't watch the news more than an hour or so a day, because don't marinate on it. I used to do that. I used to watch each program back to back to back to back, even though they're reiterating a lot of the same stuff. I was watching it back to back because I wanted to see what was going to happen next. And it's like on the edge of my seat. Well, that's what they want. They want us on the edge of our seat. They want us, you know, biting our nails and we can't turn it off. And don't do that. And I know a lot of you have already turned that off, which is great, but we need to be taking in more doctrine, more scripture than we do news at this point or anything negative like that. We don't want to put our head in the sand and pretend like this stuff isn't happening, because it is. And there's a lot going down right now. And I'm going to be talking about some of the news stuff later, you know, on my next shows this week. But today I just want us to really center on the fact that if we're going to be able to influence from a place of power, we've got to fill ourselves up with the Word of God, meaning getting in our Bibles every day. What I do in the mornings before I get out of bed and start my day, my husband and I pray and I'm in my Bible. And I like to read an entire chapter now. I used to just kind of open up some random verse and you know, kind of feel like it was divinely inspired. And I would let that verse carry me. I'd rather you do that than nothing at all. But now what I've really come to see, again, on the meat, is how important it is to read an entire book of the Bible. And not every day. What I'm saying is, like, read a few verses in that book and break it down, read them slow. Like, maybe I only read a half a page, or I might read a page out of that chapter, but I try to take it in smaller bite-sized pieces now, because I really want to absorb what I'm reading. I really want to understand it. And you can get Bibles nowadays that before the chapter begins, you kind of get a context for it. You can find out who the author is, when it was written, why it was written, kind of what was going on in the culture at that time when it was written. And then you can take your time. And so I'll get up in the mornings and I'll read, you know, a few verses out of that chapter and then just marinate on that and pray on that. I also have a devotion that I love to read too, as a kind of a compliment. But I think it's important for us. And then the next day when you get up, read the next few verses in that same chapter, but just take in a chapter, a full chapter at a time, instead of picking some random verse. And then it really helps to sink in. And it's also great to study and find out what do these words mean? How do they tie into the cultural customs of that time? And what does it mean when people rip their garments? And what, you know, just trying to understand that better is so important. It just gives you such a better reference point on what these scriptures mean. And we can see the similarities between what the people felt back then compared to how we feel in their counterculture. I mean, their cancel culture was way worse than ours is right now. So cancel culture is not new. It's been done over and over and over again throughout the Bible. And God's people have had to endure this and fight this and stand for this. The same thing we're dealing with right now. They've had to do it throughout the centuries. So it teaches us to really learn how to spiritually fight. So that's another thing we can do, is make sure we are reading the Bible in such a way that we are not just reading over the verses and they're sort of skimming them, but more that we're breaking them down more slowly and we're taking them in and we're really understanding them. So then that way we have more of a reference point, more of a foundation to pull from when we're trying to influence in this culture that we're in. So time to get off the milk. We can't be given into our emotions. We can't be offended all the time. We can't be not getting in our Bibles. All these things that are kind of infantile behavior, we gotta turn away from that, and we need to get on the meat, and we need to make sure we're read up, we have our cup full, so we're pouring out from a full cup and a place of understanding. Coming into Lady Up, come into this app, and hold hands with all of us that are in this community. This community section inside the Lady Up America app is new, but it's starting to get some traction, and women are introducing themselves and we can get to know each other. We can encourage each other. This is our safe place. It's kind of like Facebook in a way, but you can come into this if you're a subscriber to the app on the annual plan. Then you can come in and join hands with us and get that support that you need. like I said earlier, we can start training more women up to become leaders in their communities and start teaching a lot of this. What I'm teaching, you can turn around and start teaching it. So I'm working on that. I'll get to that. But we've got to get on the meat and no longer be okay with being on milk. All right, let me pray for you. Father God, thank you very, very much for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you for every precious woman listening to this show today. Lord, you know our hearts and you know our heavy hearts. And Lord, we just want to lay all that heaviness that we feel, the worry, the frustration, the anger. We just want to lay all of that on the altar tonight. And Lord, we ask you to just replace that in our hearts with peace, a stillness, and an assuredness, Lord, that you are on the throne and none of this is a surprise to you. Lord, help us to grow up in your word. Help us to get off the milk and on the meat so that, Lord, we can be effective representatives for you. Turn our culture back to you, Lord, so that you will heal our land. I pray that over all of us today, Lord, and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, ladies, you've got this. Lady up, off the milk, on the meat, and I will see you back here tomorrow. Have a good evening.